I'm feeling very smug with myself this week because I have seen a movie. This is a rare occurrence, and usually when Michael Jones asks me if I've seen anything, heard of anything, know this director, the answer is no, but I was dragged along to Endgame last week and have seen a movie. It's not what we're talking about, but I'm gonna ride that horse as far as it'll get me. What are we actually talking about, Michael? Thank you!
Well done. I'll be able to make a few pop culture references in future reviews, may even get them.
That would be a first.
Yeah, today we're talking romance.
Romance!
A film called Long Shot,
okay.
Starring Seth Rogen, of all people, in a romantic comedy, and Charlize Theron. This film is directed by Jonathan Levine, who also directed films like Snatched, The Whackness, and Warm Bodies.
Ooh, I've heard of Warm Bodies.
This is about a guy called Fred Flaski.
What a great name.
Played by Seth Rogen. He's an angry young journalist for a small New York publication that's just been acquired by the Wembley Media conglomeration. It's sort of like a thinly veiled reference to a certain other media corporation. Flaski cracks the shits and resigns in protest. And given his attitude, he's finding it hard to find other writing jobs at any other publications. So he's getting a bit down. This is where his rich mate from college, Lance, played by O'Shea Jackson Jr., steps in and takes him to an exclusive party where the 2019 soul funk version of Boys to Men are playing to cheer him up. Now, Flaski proceeds to get himself as drunk as possible, but it's at this party that he encounters his old high school crush, Charlotte Field, played by Charlize Theron, who now happens to be the US Secretary of State.
Just casually.
Yeah, in an unlikely turn of events. Now, let the romance begin. Now, if you take a healthy serve of Pygmalion / My Fair Lady, add more than a few references to Pretty Woman and a dash of the American President and a few other things, you have all the ingredients for a very meta post-feminist to post-modern, occasionally gross romantic comedy that maybe tries too hard on occasions to please the dudes in the cinema at the expense of the romance part. There are a couple of scenes and pieces of dialogue that are just so crass in this film that they actually really jar and do lower the tone of what is quite often a pretty funny film. And it really wouldn't have suffered if these scenes and pieces of dialogue had been toned down or shortened. But I get the feeling that maybe this is the Seth Rogen. We've got Seth Rogen in the film, we've got to make it gross. Or it could be the Judd Apatow effect where, you know, you flog that gag until every last skerrick of humour has been wrung out from the scene and the cringing audience was ready to move on 30 seconds ago. But yeah, maybe that's just me. I guess the casting of Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron as romantic leads is stretching the bounds of credibility already. But what the hell? I think you should just sit back and enjoy it. Pretty funny rom-com that just ticks most of the romantic comedy boxes of the genre when it isn't further stretching the bounds of credibility again by trying to be politically balanced. Casting O'Shea Jackson Jr. as a Republican? Get the hell out of here. I really didn't buy that at
all.
Now, surprisingly enough, Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron do seem to be able to generate some believable chemistry, though just why the sophisticated Secretary of State Charlotte Field would be attracted to the overgrown man-child Fred Flaski is a complete mystery. Now, of the supporting cast, June Diane Raphael as Field's Chief of Staff, Maggie Milligan, was a highlight. She has excellent comic timing and just the right amount of bitchiness to play that role. And another highlight for me was actually the opening sequence of the film where Fred Flaski infiltrates a neo-Nazi hate group. I won't say too much about that scene, but I just wish the rest of Long Shot had that scene's energy. Now, Long Shot, it's worth taking and does score quite regularly, but occasionally ends up over behind the backboard.
Thanks so much, Michael.
Pleasure.